This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Special edition, P22 is no more. P22 is bigger than Hollywood. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. Jeff, who is P22?
Good evening, John. P22 was perhaps the most famous big cat that had, been in Hollywood since the lion, Leo the Lion at MGM. This was a mountain lion that roamed the Hollywood Hill area, had been captured on film and video over the years. Many accounts of people in bumping into him, of animals being, pets being taken away by him. And he had a radio transmitter collar. And so that's why they knew who he was and where he was. Well, on December 17th, he was put down after having been hit by a car. He'd been injured a number of times in encounters with, automobiles over the years, but the last one really did him in. But he was really a beloved figure in the L.A. area. He made his way into National Geographic, a very famous picture of him walking below the Hollywood sign when it was lit up at night. But they, being L.A., they couldn't let it go without a big memorial service yesterday in Griffith Park at the famous Greek Theater.
P22's story is a miracle straight out of a Hollywood movie, said one speaker at the event, Steve Winter, the photographer whose haunting picture for National Geographic showed the prowling lion, the legendary landmark hovering in the background. This is from Washington Post. I've never seen a wild animal, said Steve, so profoundly transform a community. He changed the way Angelenos feel about urban wildlife. Jeff, is everybody feeling differently about wildlife? There's still the problem of what do you do with those roadways you have? That's the danger to the wildlife, as I recall. And the habitat destruction, that's the danger to the wildlife. Nobody's going to take off the roads or stop building houses, correct?
That's correct. Now, they've since broke ground for a new wildlife crossing farther up in northern L.A. County. That will help mountain lions and other animals cross over the busy freeway areas. And the Annenberg Foundation has pledged money for more of these to be built, at least in terms of matching grants. But it's interesting is there's this need, especially in LA, to do things like this, to have this connection, find a connection with animals and wildlife. It's such an urban center of things and an area that has so many different kind of belief systems running around in it, that there's this need to reach out and latch onto things like this. We've seen it with other events and other animals and other people, but you've got social media, you've got people who are making money off of this with merchandise. You've got politicians who want to do things like put his face on stamps so they can get more votes. So that, P22 was different than a lot of the others, but at the same time, it's very indicative of what LA is, what it's about, bringing these kinds of people together, having a vested interest in an animal like this. And it's almost like a Rorschach test for many people in LA, what they put into this animal. But, when we had this memorial service yesterday, we had people from all over, from every walk of life, even people from across the United States came for this. And it was 3 hours of prayers and songs and speeches. So I'm sure LA will find something to replace P22. But for now, he is, a special memory for them.
The memorial included actors, artists, indigenous elders, and political leaders. Senator Alex Padilla of California spoke virtually. So did Governor Gavin Newsom spoke virtually. A DJ Diplo showed up on his way to Las Vegas. Jeff, are we looking at P22 being big enough now so that he's going to get an exhibit at Disney? Is he that big?
I don't know about Disney because, there were enough instances where this mountain lion was photographed or witnessed, taking out, house pets and things like that, threatening people. But I think there's going to be a continued connection to the animals somehow through merchandising. You'll probably find a movie or documentary coming along shortly, I'm sure.
And the celebration was nice. It was gentle. There are other mountain lions. We had one involved in an attack on a young person a week ago, I believe, and we've had other mountain lions hit by cars. So this is an ongoing story. In no fashion is there any indication that mountain lions are going to be no longer part of the story. P22, 12 years old, made the big time, and he's now in the what, Jeff, should we say he's in the Hollywood Hills in heaven? Is that where he is now?
Yes, he's trotting. He's trotting below the big Hollywood sign up in the sky somewhere.
We move to another story that is important for L.A., which is water. Last summer, you will recall, we watched very carefully the recommendations to monitor your water. There wasn't there weren't shortages that hit Jeff's neighborhood in Orange County, but there was severe depletion of Orville Dam reservoir, of all of the water aquifers in California. Now we've had these big atmospheric rivers pour on California, and now the concern is Colorado River, which doesn't come from the atmospheric rivers. It comes from the west. Orville Dam is looking good, Jeff, and I imagine Lake Mead is looking better, but Colorado River, is that solved?
That's not solved. As a matter of fact, you have the states that are part of that Colorado River Compact, California, Nevada, Arizona, all worried about how they're going to divvy up whatever water remains. And that water, as you pointed out, has not been replaced, certainly not at the rate it needs to be. So you have growing communities throughout the Southwest, and that need for water for them, not just for the old ideas of landscaping, which have gone by the wayside, but for agriculture and just potable water. It's getting kind of desperate in some cases, and it's had some of the states, particularly California, turning on the other states and saying, you know, we don't have to worry about you other places like Vegas and Phoenix. We're more important here in California. So we're looking at all kinds of headbutting and legal action that's sure to come down the road over who gets water and how much they get.
What I've learned these last weeks is that water is a global challenge. The water in Eurasia is highly questionable and prey to climate change. At the same time, water in the Nile River Valley is not adequate, says Egypt to its population. So water out west, the shortage out west, is a piece of the larger story of food security in question and water security in question. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor. There we go. Good special report. Nice mixture of.
And thank you for letting it go later. I appreciate it. We've been really focusing on getting out and doing some serious hikes these past few weeks, and so now that the good weather's